The time has come for Alaska to lip sync on her own. Alaska Thunderfuck is facing some big changes in her life right now. She's packing up her wig boxes into a U-Haul truck and moving across the country from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to sunny Los Angeles.
All good things come to an end, and sadly, Alaska Thunderfuck and Sharon Needles are calling it quits. And despite their separation, they want you to know that they love each and every one of you very, very much.
Who will get custody of all those fabulous wigs? Today, Alaska Thunderfuck talks about her big, life-changing announcement, dealing with separation in the public eye, and all the hijinks on the Drag Stars at Sea cruise.
Plus, what to do when close friends break up.
Disney Channel star Dylan Sprouse from the show The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody admits those sweet naked pics on the internet are really his.
And Peter O'Toole, star of the classic film Lawrence of Arabia, which is chock full of gay subtext, dies. He was 81.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Hey girl, did you know that we have some fabulous, fierce, hunty t-shirts for sale? Hunty is now a university t-shirt where the library is always open. So start reading. Get yours now at feastoffun.com/store.
Dream to get on the race, so I let Sharon Needles sit on my face. She called up Rue, she said, "You who?" Then I'm in the top three, like bing bang boom. I'm just kidding, that's not how it went. I auditioned 5 times cause I couldn't pay my rent. I worked my pussy off, I got my pussy on. Now I've got the world on my head like LaShawn. I'm a Rue girl. I'm a Rue girl.
What?
I'm motherfucking Rue girl.
That is Alaska Thunderfuck! And the song Rue Girl has dropped today. It's available on iTunes. And your music video will be just around the corner, isn't it? Hi, Alaska!
Hi!
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hold on a second. Where's my pitch pipe?
Where is... Yeah, let's get this... Pipe. Let's get the hi correct.
Somebody... Here we go.
It has to be on pitch.
Hi!
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 Oh, the dog is looking now. He's like,
only dogs can hear that noise.
Rue Girl, the full song is now a hit. It's gotten over 4,000 views on YouTube, but the video's not out yet.
That's someone who put the song on YouTube.
Does that
thank
piss you,
you
off?
Alaska fans? No, it doesn't piss me off because like 4,000 people like watched it and listened to the song. So like, no, I used to not buy music ever. Now I just do it because I'm lazy.
You're like 4,000 people care about little old me.
I know. Aww. It's pretty cool.
It must be kind of like still strange for you because you work so hard for so long in your life as an entertainer, as a drag queen, as a performer. And then all of a sudden now you have this like following and you just like go to these clubs and perform all over the world. And
yeah.
And you're like, why do these people care?
I am. I'm always like shocked and surprised every single time that people show up. And I'm really grateful because I did so many years of like I knew it was cool what we were doing and like what me and my friends were doing. I knew it was awesome, but like no one else did for so many years. And now people are starting to like know and get into it. And I love that.
Do you stick around like afterwards and like meet your friends and fans?
Yeah.
And what kind of like
sign
vibe?
Like pussies and
really?
Tits and stuff. Yeah, I just signed tits last night in New York City.
But did you sign with a Sharpie some woman's vagina, their lips?
No, I haven't done it yet, but I'm open to it.
It's very Annecy, hard to
when
write.
Does Annecy turn 18?
Oh my gosh.
Annecy is one of her Alaska's diehard fans.
Hi, Annecy.
And she's a young woman, but she's kind of like the new generation of Cynthia Plastercaster, women that are famous because they chase famous drag queens, or back in the day it was famous rock stars.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that you guys have like a significant teenage following for being so, you know, dirty. And I mean, you show off your penis on stage.
I do sometimes. Like if you're really lucky.
And does it ever like get to the point with you and you're just like thinking on stage, maybe I should show my nuts to
or
this.
Even like when it's cold and you're like, well, it might be small tonight, so I'll
Well, I definitely
or do you fluff?
I'm an advocate. No, I don't. It's like shoved in pantyhose right before usually. So like, no, it's not like, it's not about like, whoa, look how big my dick is. It's more about like nudity, like nudism.
Well, you know the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody on the Disney Channel?
Yes.
Well, one of the boys from that TV show, he's now 21 years old, so don't get freaked out if you stumble across this picture on the internet, but he was posting naked selfies, trying to hook up with somebody, we don't know if it was a man or a woman, on Tumblr, and the photos got leaked. And his twin brother said, must have been cold in the bathroom.
Yeah, I just read about that. That's funny. Yeah.
He's also oops, I'm not 14 anymore and I'm no longer fat.
Yeah, everyone has naked pictures. You guys do. I do.
I don't have any naked photos of myself.
I have naked pictures of you, I think.
How did you get those? Give them back.
From Tumblr.
It's like coming to an age where like that's normal. So like I'm like when Anthony Weiner has like naked pictures and sent them to someone, like I don't care. Is he good at being a politician? I mean, I don't know, but is he? I don't care if people
don't know,
naked
but
pictures.
It's just, you know, I think some people are held to a different standard. You know?
Why? It's going to come to a point where everyone has a naked picture, so like we can't be like, oh, you have a naked picture. You can't be like, you can't have a TV show or you can't be a politician.
Somebody sent me a naked picture and it looked like it was a sex act and it looked like my neighbor. So I pulled it up on my phone. I was just like, hey, look what somebody sent me. I'm like, well, I know it's not you, but it kind of looks like you. He's like, oh my God, it does look like me, but no, it isn't me.
And your neighbor happens to be like a famous comedian.
He's got a killer body too. I'll show you the picture.
With a killer body who's terrified of us because he knows that we have naked pictures of him.
He lives
across the street. He's really hot. Cool. And his boyfriend's even hotter.
Open the blinds, guys.
Yeah. Would you like to see me podcasting naked? I just accidentally forgot to tuck today.
I know.
So, you're a girl on the road. You're moving from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles, California with your gal pal,
Amy Vodka House. You're packing up the U-Haul?
Yeah, I mean, Amy's not moving, but she's going to drive with me.
I don't think she plans on coming back. She might not have told you that yet, but I think she's just going to be like, I'm just going to stay.
No, that's cool. I'd be totally down with that. I love Amy Vodka House.
You guys are really close friends, like, you know.
She's my good Judy. She's my gal pal.
You guys are taking a U-Haul, and then you don't have a car, do you?
Not yet, no. Okay. So I want a Corvette, though.
You're not going to buy another hearse?
Get a little muscle
power. I mean, I love the hearse, but I want a Corvette.
I feel like we're beating around the bush here. Do you have any really big announcements to make?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have been asking me about the status of Sharon and my relationship. And so there's that.
What are they asking you?
They're asking me, are we still together? And like, what's going on? And so like,
what kind of answer do you give them?
Well, I'm like really into honesty. So like, we're not together right
now. Do you want me to play like a sound effect? Like, dun dun dun.
If you want.
Well, that was it. Pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the first time you're publicly admitting that you and Sharon have broken up.
Well, we put out a statement about it, and yeah, I'm talking about it because I want to talk about it.
So what happens?
Sometimes things don't work out among adults. That's all.
And mommy and daddy still love you kids very, very much.
Exactly. And that's really true.
And we're going to be not living together for a while. That doesn't mean that we don't love you as much.
Exactly.
Any less.
That's your moving totally out right. Across the country.
Yes.
Okay. It's really hard when, you know, because we're both close to you and Sharon. And it's like, you know, when when you're friends with somebody who's a couple that's been together for a long time and they split for whatever reason, you know, maybe they mutually agree to separate, or one blows up in a fight and the other one leaves them. It's hard for the fans and the friends to handle that. And it's like, you know, on the internet, it's like, there's people like Team Alaska, Team Sharon, fuck her, fuck, you know, it's like, and really like the best thing you can do if you really truly love these two individuals is just to be a friend and to listen to them and be there for them and support them when there's really, really difficult time for them.
Yeah, totally. You
know? And don't take sides.
Yeah, totally. Jezebel.com says that
when you're... Foster texted me, she's like, what to do when you're... I'm like, I know what to do when you have friends.
Oh, you do?
Break.
Well, then tell me.
I don't... No, it's like
don't really
good
get
advice.
Involved, but listen and give a sympathetic ear and listen to what they have to tell you. And it's just, you know, it's step back and know that everything's kind of like... You know, Alaska will tell you one thing, Sharon might tell you another.
So is Sharon's new lover, Justin Jedlicka?
I don't know, but I would never ask anyone to take sides, like whether whether they're my friends or my fans or whatever. And neither would Aaron, it's not like that. Like, and we're cool, and we just want everyone to be cool about it and just be patient. And like, this is a weird time of change, and change is difficult, but I think it's going to be better. And like, I'm able to focus on what I'm doing and moving forward with my work. And
you
it's
also
really
have
sad
another,
and really hard, but.
And you also making another big announcement is that you've cut out all intoxicants out of your life. For the time being.
Not all of them. I haven't been drinking. It's been like a month and 2 days.
Because your eyes
no one
look,
believes me.
Your eyes look sparkly. You look like a Mormon now.
Oh, I'm a Mormon. I'm also wearing the special underwear. The Mormon underwear. Coincidentally.
You're getting us
excited now. Yeah, don't whip your dick out of the...
Oh, it's like Howard Stern. We can do that.
But it is like... So you cut out all alcohol, and it's like you just got back from a drag queen cruise where everybody was like... trying to shove drinks down your throat, basically.
Shot.
Come on,
well, yeah, and like that's a way of like that's like camaraderie among like drag queens and fans. So I was just like, buy me a bottle of water, a really big one. So I got like tons of really good water.
Was Sharon also on the cruise with you as well?
Yes.
And did you guys like they put you in neighboring rooms so you could make it even more awkward for you?
No, we weren't in neighboring rooms.
Did you guys see each other? Did you get talk?
We saw each other a little bit.
What did you guys talk about?
It was like work. So I consider myself a professional, and so like we just, you know, kept it professional, I think.
Can I borrow some orange eyeliner?
It was that. How kind of dare thing. You? I would never wear orange eyeliner.
This is my orange eyeliner. You stole it from my makeup kit.
Because you guys will continue to still work together, I'm sure, right? I mean, you guys are booked on tours together.
Yeah, actually, in February, there is the Battle of the Seasons, and we're doing a whole bunch of dates across the whole America continent. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're working together.
Will you be putting the breakup into the act?
I could see that happening. I don't know. There's no definite
I picture you guys like chasing each other on stage with axes or something. Someone's head is going off and into the audience.
Yeah. I see you going round town with the girl I love. Fuck you. Suddenly all those breakup songs have double meaning to you.
Well, that's actually really true. And like, I know that we're like laughing and having a good time about it, but it actually really is... really difficult, and like I know that it's the right decision, and he knows that, and that's why we're doing it. We're moving forward just in different directions.
Yeah,
but like still, like not having that person with you is like a really hard adjustment.
And you guys were together for a while.
Yeah, for 4 years, and not having that is like it's really difficult, and like. Fucking Hallmark commercials and like pharmacy and pharmaceutical commercials make me like cry now. And so, because it's just that time of like adjustment, it's really hard.
What's the most ridiculous thing on television have you seen that made you start crying?
I don't know about on TV.
Like,
but
cough syrup ads?
Well, no, the new Britney album has, like, has really gotten me, guys. Like,
really?
And the new Beyonce. Like, shut up, Beyonce, please. I can't take it.
I heard that got sold almost, like, 900,000 copies, like, in the first 3 days.
It went to number one in 100 continents.
Because it's amazing, and the videos are great, and she's speaking to me about my life.
Wow. Pop music suddenly has a new life in your life.
Yeah.
Were any hesitation on your both of your parts to separate? Like, were you guys like, God, are we making the right decision? Is it going to be hard telling people about it?
Well, no one wants to do that. I didn't want to. I don't think he wanted to. I just think it was, like, the thing that had to happen.
Wow. How's, I mean, you know, so much of your life, you guys transformed your careers during your relationship. It's like, and now you guys are ready to go off in new directions with these new careers. It must be, like, in some ways, like, heartbreaking and devastating to lose somebody that you were so close with and you went through so much together.
Yeah. It is.
You know. But I appreciate you, like, telling people about this, and it's like, because, you know.
Well, I wasn't, like, I wasn't trying to keep it a secret at all. Like, anyone who asked me personally, I mean, it's not like I would, like, keep it a secret or lie about it. I just haven't really come forth publicly about it. But I feel like it's time now to do that, because people are talking, drawing their own conclusions, and, you know, making up stories about what's going on, and, like, and it's, and, you know,
well, no,
sometimes things
say,
just don't work out. Like, two adults, sometimes it just doesn't work out.
It doesn't mean we don't love you any less.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean I don't believe in true love. And that was the hard thing, was, like, we were so inspirational to so many people, and people every day would message me and be like, you and Sharon are, like, such an inspiration as a gay couple.
We were the first royal couple of drag, really.
Well, Manila and Sahara were first. They were before.
Well, now
us.
You're the people's princess.
Yeah. Well,
First I meant, like, you know, the, what do you call it?
What do you call it?
Well, the first is, like, you know, the reigning ones. You're there, you know.
Right.
Well, because you guys both made it. Well, so did Manila make it to the top. You know, so.
Yeah. But I still want everyone out there to believe that love exists, because, like, Aaron was the true love of my life, and he always will be. And so, like, do that, because no matter what, like, bullshit that I'm going through right now, or that we're going through, like, it's still worth it.
Is there any chance, I mean, it seems, you know, you certainly loved him and he certainly loved you. I'm sure that love is probably still there. Is there any chance for a reconciliation?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'll give you some perspective here. Mark and I split up and we're away for a good year, you know, before we got back together, and I thought it wouldn't happen, and I thought it was very unlikely. And you never know. Listen, couples fight and sometimes even separate for periods of time, because you're so close to each other that it's sometimes not easy to get along with somebody. And so, you know, never write out somebody out of their life, because this is a person who was your best friend, who was your soulmate for that period of time and was there by your side. And it's like, you know, in the future, they can be one of your greatest allies. And so, you know, and again, to people who are friends with somebody who's splitting up, it's like, give you guys yourself enough time so your heart and your minds can heal and you can move forward. And then, you know, if after a year or so, it's like, give yourselves also the ability to become friends again.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you want your fans and Sharon's fans to take away from this, I guess? Because I know you're probably going to get inundated with people expressing their opinions or offering condolences or giving you advice.
Well, I just want everyone to know that sometimes things just don't work out the way that you think they're going to. And it's nobody's fault. And we're all going to be okay.
We're all going to be okay.
babies, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Alaska Thunderfuck. Let's go into
Let's talk about the drag queens, because I'm sure a lot of shit happened on this cruise. It seems like every year stuff happens.
It was crazy.
Yeah, what happened?
It was fun. I mean, it was 7 days at sea with like 40 plus drag queens.
Who got shit faced? Oh, I heard Chi-Chi LaRue knocked over the whole DJ station. Is that what happened? She got so high on coke. What was the story?
What? That's such an exaggeration. Like, she was like, okay, first of all, she said to the club promoter,
uh-huh,
I will DJ the party. Just don't put me on the stage. So what do? They put her on the stage, which she didn't want to do. And they put her not exactly on the stage, but right in front of it, like standing what looked to be on like a milk crate with like a sawhorse with the DJ stuff on top of it with like a piece of plywood. Like, it was very like ramshackle. And she DJ'd all night and was like fierce and playing amazing music and had this crowd going. It was fantastic. And then at the end, the drag show was starting and she like went to like get off the thing and she just like fell a little bit because she was in heels and she was standing on a thing. And
she was high on cocaine and drunk.
No, that's such an exaggeration. Maybe she was. I don't know. I'm not judging her, but like, I don't think that was it. She stumbled a little bit, and then like, then it just became like the story of the, because that was the night before the boat even left. So that became the telephone story that just everyone kept telling. So now here it is. And, it got to you.
She fell and crushed a couple people.
If you're gonna book Chi-Chi LaRue, build a wheelchair ramp. So she
Like, have a fucking sound setup that isn't like a piece of plywood in the middle of a crowd of people.
How'd you guys mingle with like, because like the boat is mostly straights. Like, you guys are on a boat with like, it's not an all gay cruise.
Right.
Did the straight people end up coming to your shows or mingling, or did you get some action?
They definitely loved the mature Italian families really loved getting their picture with me.
Mature Italians.
Because I was like really pretty and really big. Aww. And people just like big, pretty things that sparkle. And so like, that's pretty universal, whether you're gay or straight or Italian or American.
You have such a small little waist. What's your What's your waist measurement?
Between a 26 and a 28.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Uh-uh.
Let's pick ruler. And how tall are you?
I can almost make my hands go around.
Holy shit.
I don't wear a corset, but I'm thinking about it. Do you have organs
in that abdominal cavity?
It used to be all liver.
Well, I gave you some reishi tea, so that's going to detox some of your liver. We're going to give you another dose before you leave.
It's good.
And then so you pad your ass to make it ginormous. So you have this silhouette that is out of this world.
Yeah, and those pads are made by Cherry Bomb because she knows how to do it. I don't want to look like a normal woman. I want to look like a psychotic fucking alien woman with a giant ass. Well, like Beyonce.
That's the origin of your character as Alaska Thunderfuck, is that you're from an alien invading the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Did you give up on that idea, or do you still like...
No. That's where she's from. She's from outer space. She's from the planet Glamtron.
So what? It must be hard doing drag at sea, I would imagine, because you have to take all that shit with you, and then you're on this boat that's teetering and tottering. It's, you know...
Oh my gosh, there were some nights where the boat was so wobbly.
How was your room? Did you have a window this time?
I had a really nice room. I had a balcony and everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you romantically hook up with any of the fans?
No. I was a good girl.
Does this drag queens at sea, does it become like this giant kai kai orgy? Is that like what's happening?
No, I was like working. Like, I was working and I was there as like Alaska and like as a character from the TV show. And I don't think people watch RuPaul's Drag Race to, like, fuck the queens. Maybe someone does, but I don't think they were really on the boat.
I think the first time around, it brought all the chasers onto the boat, you know, who wanted to, like, romantically get with you guys, and then they realized...
Are there
that's
those
the rumors
exist?
I heard, not from you.
Mimi says she got laid.
Yeah. Maybe Shinsu was sucking dicks every day.
Work. Good for her.
She's a working girl.
Mimi's sewing right now listening to this like, what? That's right, motherfuckers. That's right.
You're putting my name up on blast. You keep my name out of your mouth, Mark Felian.
She also said she fucked Dr. Oz.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of dreamy a little bit.
I think that's wishful thinking. I was like, does he have really a hairy
back?
Happen.
I bet he has a hairy back. I'm sure he does.
Dr. Oz.
So what kind of ports did you go into? Did you go to any of these like crazy little islands and like, oh my God, what's happening? This drag queen invasion.
I went to Cozumel, which was really fun, but I only went to like the pharmacy, and like I ran into a bunch of guys who like wanted to go to the really good Cozumel pharmacy because they sell over the counter stuff that you have to get a prescription for here. So I bought Cialis.
Nice.
And so like a few of us had like a Cialis party. Cialis is weird because it's like it lasts for 2 days. Mm-hmm. Have you guys tried it?
There's a little trick. So what you do is you take like whatever doses you're going to take. So if it's like a pill, whatever, don't swallow it. Take like half of it and put it under your tongue and have it dissolve underneath your tongue.
Is that better?
Because you get less side effects. So they say. I've read that on internet forums. Because you know how sometimes if you take something like that, you get a headache, right?
Really?
Yeah, sometimes you can get like a little bit of a headache.
Well, it's a blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
So it's Cialis?
All that
stuff. Cialis is a boner pill.
It's a boner pill, but the reason that it works is because it's fucking with your blood pressure. And that's why your like vision goes bad and you got headaches.
I didn't have any of that.
Well, maybe you might be young, but it's like.
So when you guys got boners, and what'd you guys do with these boners?
Nothing.
So you just stood around with boners?
No, it isn't like Viagra. It's not like a constant boner. It's like so you're ready to go. I guess whenever the moment happens. But like if my mind would even trail into like certain areas of thought that were like even remotely sexual, then I would like start to get like get aroused. And then I'd be like, this is awkward. I'm wearing a bodysuit or I'm wearing a onesie. And so like, or I'm wearing a gown. This is awkward. And it lasts for 2 days. So like, it was just weird. Like I get boners inappropriately enough.
How many drag queens were having boners at this boner party? And can you give me any names?
They only came in a 4-pack.
So there was four.
So you only got one 4-pack?
Yeah, I was like three pals.
I'll give you the address. You can get it from China for real cheap.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Let's have a Cialis party.
A Chinese Viagra party.
Chinese Viagra party.
Well, I'm sure there was other.
That sounds fun.
Here, have some, kid.
And I would not wear a gown to that party.
Well, are you going to be like Lady Bunny and then just wear loose-fitting clothes so you don't have to talk?
Oh, God, I hope Lady Bunny doesn't have boners underneath that big
cap. She tucks. Because that skirt is so short that, like, if anything was dangling or bulging, you would see it. Like, she is so right and tight.
Have you ever seen that picture of, like, Pete Burns performing? And he's on a stage, and he's kind of, like, squatting down, and his ball sack is totally hanging out.
Oh, it's
horrifying.
They're,
like, low hangers. Oh. Like, they're hanging, like, 6-7 inches below, like, his body. It's crazy.
Whoa, cool.
I know, it's disgusting. So did you guys get any other good drugs from the pharmacy? Because I'm sure it's not just Cialis is available. I'm sure there's, you know...
No, they didn't really have any of that stuff. I think they're kind of on to it. Mm. Like, they don't want Americans coming in and getting super crazy. Like, you can get some antibiotics if you're, like, feeling under the weather and don't want to go to the doctor. Or you can get Cialis if you want to have, like, boat sex.
If you wanted to, like, to smooth up your skin and give yourself a little feminine edge on the other girls, could you, like, doped up on estrogen?
I don't know if they had estrogen. I didn't look into it. Next time. I'll look next.
Flip some into Jinx Monsoons' breakfast cereal.
Girl, she doesn't need it. She is estrogen. I want some of her blood. I want to drink it.
I got into trouble because on the show, I have asked her twice this question. Is like, have you ever taken any estrogen?
No, so, she hasn't,
and
right?
And it's like, yeah, Jarek Holfer is naturally that...
somebody commented on the website. I'm just like, what's the big deal with asking that? You know, people wanted to know.
Well, and it's one of the most common comments and questions that people get asked. It's like from a lot of girls, it's like, are you supplementing? And it's, you know, I guess it's the same thing goes to true for like athletes. Like they're always like, you're on steroids. Or drag queens who are, you're on estrogen.
But you're doping. She's doping.
We would never call it cheating like athletes do. We would just say, you go, girl.
So do you think like in the future, like of competitive sports or like drag queens, like when plastic surgery and estrogen and hormones are easier to manipulate and cheaper to do so, we're going to have some like insanely demented looking drag queens in like 100 years from now?
Oh, they walk among us.
But I mean, it's going to get even crazier in the future. I hope so.
God damn it. That'd be great.
The state of drag will always improve.
RuPaul's head will be hosting RuPaul's Drag Race 2525 from a cybernetic chamber.
I will be watching. I will tune in.
It is time to lip sync for your life. May the best robot win.
That day. I'll wait. Are you excited for this next season coming up? Season six, right?
I'm so excited, guys.
How soon will we know that Courtney Act wins season six?
You won't know until they crown them. They filmed three final things. But she is talented. She's super talented. She is the Jinx Monsoon of this season.
She's amazing. She has an amazing body of work. And there's a lot of queens on there who are really sickening.
Who are some of your favorites?
Adore Delano, of course, because in her Meet the Queens video, she says I'm her favorite, which is so sweet. I love Adore Delano.
Do you even know who Adore Delano was before she said that? Okay.
Yeah, she's like major in LA. And she's like auditioned as much as I have for that show.
I don't know any Adore Delano.
I don't know her, but I love her work. Yeah, I love her.
Ben De La Creme.
So funny.
Exactly like Michelle Visage.
And therefore, she is beautiful.
And I thought that job was going to be given to Amy Vodka House, who also looks like Michelle Visage.
That's her hookup pictures she sent. I was like, oh my God, you look like Michelle. She's like, I know. I think I'm just going to start hooking up with guys and tell them I am Michelle Visage. I'm like, you go, girl.
Well, Ben De La Creme actually looks, and he's, of all the interviews, I think he's actually one of the funniest. I think he was
cracking my shit up.
A good contender for Miss Congeniality, don't you think?
Or the winner.
No, he's not going to get that far.
Not according to WeHo Confidential.
Yeah.
Fuck WeHo Confidential. I mean, hi guys, I love you. But don't believe stuff you read online, because people are always going to be saying that stuff. And it's more fun just to watch and enjoy the experience. That's what I think.
And as much as cunty and fabulous and hilarious Bianca Del Rio is, I hear she doesn't get very far.
She is so funny.
Which totally sucks.
The first time I ever saw her in New York City, she was like hosting a show. And I was there in drag with a bunch of my girlfriends. And this was many years ago, and she called me a fucking idiot. Right. She was just like, look at you, you fucking idiot. And that's the first interaction I ever had with Bianca Del Rio. But I've like gotten to know her a little bit, and she's really sweet.
Well, she's really nice. Bridging the unholy turf war between drag queens in New York City, Lady Bunny versus Head of Lettuce.
Why do you say that?
Well, is Lady that Bunny on the show came and said, I hate Head of Lettuce. She is dead to me.
She really did. She was just like, I'm serious, guys. It's just like, I know I talk a lot of shit, but I just don't like her.
And Bianca's friends with both of them.
Oh.
So it must be awkward.
Well, RuPaul's Drag Race, it brings families closer together.
And that was the number one rumor, that Head of Lettuce was going to be on this season, but she was not.
Well, she might come out of a box. You never know.
I'm kind of excited to see what Darian Lake does, because I know that's Pandora Box's drag mom.
Oh my gosh, she is?
Yeah. Did you, like, you, for the listeners that don't know, Alaska and I both grew up in the same town of Erie, Pennsylvania, which is not too far from where they're from. Have you ever been to
Rochester,
the amusement park, Darian Lake? Did you ever go to that?
And that's what she's named after.
Yeah, that's what she's named after, yeah. It's kind of like the Kennywood of Western New York.
Yeah, Kennywood is a good drag king name.
Yeah.
Is Darien Lake the place with the roller coaster over the road in
Erie? No, that's Waldemere.
Okay.
But it's further west.
So these are Rochester queens.
Yes, they're Rochester,
New York.
Queens.
Okay.
She's so funny. And so
what
pretty.
Is anything about Betty Motor Lodge or Gina Mitchell's? Are those anybody what? Know anything about them? Adriana?
First of all, it's Becky Motor Lodge, not Betty Motor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Talking about Betty Motor Lodge. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at a list here. How about Gia Gunn? Her gimmick is that instead of a microphone covered in rhinestones, it's a gun covered in rhinestones.
She's very pretty.
She's so pretty.
She's a Chicago girl.
Yeah.
And she's actually a lot
funnier. Do you guys know her?
No.
Well, I heard all sorts of dirt from about her. Like, all the queens were really jealous that she had gotten on the show. And they said she sucks at lip syncing. And I heard from rumors that she has to lip sync for her life and she doesn't do too well.
Oh, well, just sing live, honey. It works for me.
Is it harder to lip sync or is it to sing live? Like, in that? Well, because you never had to lip sync for your life.
Correct. I didn't. No, lip syncing is hard, and doing it really well is really hard.
Why would lip syncing be harder?
Because you have to, like, when you're really good at it, you know every, like, and that's in the recording. So, like, you have to, like, the song has to become a part of you.
You have to listen to the song before you perform it.
Yes, you do. It's called rehearsing. To really do it well, it has to like become a part of you and like that's it's true. Part of your blood.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that like a A-lister is going to be a guest judge on this season.
Who?
Either Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, or Rihanna.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
They have a new director and they're changing the structure of the show. So
to what?
Well, first, I don't want to get
RuPaul finally wins.
Well, she deserves it, for God's sake.
No, but they're like they're changing the whole nature of having all the queens in the same room and having them compete against each other and like the whole format of the show is like reinvented completely, new from scratch.
I'm really excited to see what they give to us. I'm really excited.
Have they scrapped All Stars? Have you been, any feelers out there? Have they tapped you for anything?
I don't know. RuPaul said in an interview that he would love to do it again. So I hope if you're listening, Mama Ru, I would love to put in my application.
Any plans on resuscitating Camping with Alaska or Camping with Sharon Needles since you guys did that video series together?
I don't know. Maybe that would be cool. We had a really good time at Roseland, which is in West Virginia, and they're an amazing gay friendly, or they're just a super gay campground.
I thought you guys did that in your backyard.
In Pittsburgh.
I pretended that you were camping.
It was Point Park.
No, we actually went camping. I mean, we stayed in a lodge. We didn't stay in that tent. Oh, fuck.
Were you able to write off the expenses of lodge off your taxes?
I'm sure.
I don't know. I'll let you know when I do them.
You girls are all going to get in trouble with a tax man.
No, I save every receipt. I'm really good about that shit. And so you're I don't not fuck with the IRS.
Jinx Monsoon hasn't spent a penny of her prize money.
Good. That's great.
Where I hear some other queens blast through it.
I'm
sure.
I don't know. It's a big number. I wouldn't really.
After taxes, though, it kind of can dwindle, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not.
Oh, let's go through some of these wonderful questions from our listeners.
Hi.
On Facebook, facebook.com/feastoffun, Alaska Thunderfuck is doing a real life Priscilla Queen of the Desert driving across the country in drag with her gal pal Amy Vodka House from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles, California. Joe Kopeck, Alaska, I'm happy for you to see you Wednesday in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What is your favorite? Hold on a second. How are you driving from Pittsburgh to LA if you have to be in San Francisco by Wednesday?
We're not actually like traveling across the country until January.
Oh, okay. So this is like.
They leave December
soon.
30th, right?
Okay.
That's what I heard.
So, Joe wants to know. How do you know? I have
no idea. What is your favorite memory of watching Golden Girls with somebody else?
Definitely. Well, I have two. Definitely Adam Houston, my college roommate. And the first day we met in our dorms, we were randomly paired together. And I was like unpacking and I was like, oh, I love the Golden Girls. Sorry. And he was like, I love them too. And we were randomly paired together. We're both gay. We both have like sick, twisted senses of humor. And like, we were just lifelong friends and roommates all through college.
Do colleges do like an interview to find out who the gay students are and pair them together?
I don't know, but if they do, thank you, because it was fabulous.
Well, were you guys in the same major? Because you did theater.
No, he was in business, and I was in like communications or theater. Or I don't know what I started out as.
Because in college, I lived across the hallway from a really, really hot guy. Mm-hmm. His name was Jason. He had thick fingers. He was a football player. And I was like, please let me put it, you know. Because imagine if you saw like this hot underwear model every single day taking his clothes off in front of you.
Didn't you get to play the piano with him?
I did. We played Bruce Hornsby, The Way It Is. That's just the way it is.
Oh, that's a good one.
Some things will never change.
And you need four hands for that?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have to say my other Golden Girls friend is Jeremy, of course. And he plays piano for me. And we watch the Golden Girls every day.
Marianne Marola says, what is Alaska's favorite type of show to perform and favorite type of venue to perform in?
Hi, Marianne. How are you? I love Marianne. She was just in New York with my mom and my brother.
Oh.
And came to see Happy Birthday Jesus, the Alaska Christmas show.
Fun.
Yeah, it was flawless. I love doing cabaret stuff, which I just did it at the Lori Beachman in New York. And we're doing it at Rebel in San Francisco this week. And I love doing that because just singing live and having live music is really fun. But I also love clubs, too. Really big boom boom.
Marianne also wants to know, can you talk about why you prefer Golden Girls over Roseanne?
I love Roseanne too.
Why do all these people like focusing on Golden Girls? Did you like?
Because I'm that obsessed.
Did you do like a blog entry about it somewhere that I didn't see? Or
no, but I quote Golden Girls a lot on my Twitter. Maybe.
Well, just because you say thank you for being a friend doesn't make you a fan. I mean, but.
No, I don't. It goes deeper than that.
My mother would watch it, and because that show is pretty risque sometimes, right? And I'd walk in and watch it, and she's like, "Oh, these women, I just can't stand the things that they say." And then she's like, still like keep on watching, and then she complained about it some more. Well, my mother got flack for most of her like from the '60s on because she looked like Bea Arthur. My mom does.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's so fierce. Like, your mom looks like Bea Arthur.
My mom looked like Maude.
Samantha Neely wants to know, you must get some really strange, wonderful, weird things from fans in the mail. What the hell do you do with it all?
I keep it all.
What's like, you guys have paintings and costumes and wigs.
Mm-hmm. I keep all that stuff.
Well, I know that some girls out there, for fans of the show, don't like you. Do they ever like send you like wigs with itching powder in them or...
No, but that would be a great bit if they did.
Send it to
I would take it. Bugs. I would wear it.
You'd be like scratching your head throughout the tapping.
I'd do anyway.
Nikki Morena Whipple, do you feel like fame has changed you? I'm saddened to see some of my favorite queens getting huge egos and hoping that doesn't happen to you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's changed me. I hope it hasn't changed me in a bad way.
If anything, like having interviewed all you girls or most of you girls, the one thing I would say is that the success makes you guys tired a bit because you're doing shows 7 days a week. And sometimes we pick you guys up at the hotel and you're like, it's like you feel like you're running this marathon all the time.
Yeah. But
do you ever get time to relax and just chill out and sleep?
I was watching Family Guy and the Big Bang Theory before this. That was really nice and relaxed.
Alexandra Castro says, could you tell us the best story you can remember involving insane amounts of alcohol, being in full drag, and ridiculous projectile bodily fluids?
I was really good at drinking, so I didn't really throw up, like, ever. But
you may have witnessed some.
I pooped a lot. Like I
you
get like
yourself?
I get major dragorrhea. No, well, not it's come close, but like this show will start and I'll be like at a club in like a city I've never been to, and like, and I'll be like, they're like 5 minutes, Alaska, and then I'm like fully ready and I'm fully dressed and I'm like, I have to shit now, show me the restroom, and so like I have to like go do that. But that's what happens when you drink a lot, and then you get nervous, and then you have Red Bull, and it's just like a perfect storm of, and then you have pantyhose like crushing your insides, and
just pushing it all out.
Yeah.
Have you ever like Ivy crapped in your dress, yeah, like you're just like, I can't make it, and
not real poop, but I think I've done it with like, yeah, I've definitely done like
a little shart.
I had like frosting, and it's really gross. We did a show called The Shit Show at the Blue Moon, where everyone did shit themed numbers. I went and bought a toilet and just put it in the middle of the stage and just let everyone go at it. And I had like Duncan Hines frosting in a diaper. I had to put two kids' diapers together because they were too small for me. And it was full.
Really, with that little waist?
I know. I was shocked too. I really thought I could do it. And it was really gross because then I had like Duncan Hines frosting in my like ass and fucking.
I'm sure somebody was happy to eat it out.
No, they weren't. No one was. It was gross.
What's You're the thing? Just not hanging with the right people, girl.
Okay.
Are you a real fan or are you not, Annecy? You have some great, great questions here. Jamie Bellis, Alaska, who's going to get custody of Little Pound Cake? Is she out of rehab and she's still a little dick pig?
Well, Lil Pound Cake is actually mine and Lanesha's baby, so Lanesha can keep her. I don't.
She more trouble than she's worth.
Oh, she's a monster.
She doesn't know. She pretended to not know who Diana Ross was.
Was that the one?
Who, Lanesha?
I think
the Puerto Rican one didn't know.
Lanesha.
It was Puerto Rican. Lanesha, okay. Sparks. Yeah, she was like, Diana Ross who? What? And it's like, honey. And
she knows much, now.
She knows now. But that like pretty much
a little
much
too late for Lanesha.
Yeah. If you go on RuPaul's Drag Race, read RuPaul's biography.
Yeah, definitely. At least. Always.
Luke Havas says, kill, marry, fuck. RuPaul, Santino, Michelle.
Who would you fuck of those three?
I would fuck RuPaul.
You would have sex with RuPaul.
I would marry Michelle. Wait. No. Hold on. I would fuck Michelle because she's so hot. I would marry RuPaul, and I don't know. I don't want to kill Santino, but if I had to pick one of the three, then yeah.
I hear that Santino actually is a really good guy, and he knows a lot about fashion.
He does.
And he has lots of insight that he doesn't get to share on the show because the producers intentionally want to make him into a bad guy.
Well, they make Michelle into a bad guy too. Like that's their role. And I think that they say things that RuPaul won't say, and they say what the viewer is probably thinking at home. So that does make them kind of a bad guy, but like, no, they're super knowledgeable, both Michelle and Santino. That's why they're there.
Because one thing I thought was interesting in the interviews that they're revealed is that one queen was hoping that they would past winners or contestants of the show would come back and be judges or mentors to the girls who are in the competition.
Maybe they will.
Is it strange that they've never really had any actual drag queens be judges or mentors in all five seasons? So maybe in season six they're going to have that. Maybe that's what Hedda Lettuce is going to do. She's going to show them how not to do it.
Oh, my God. Next week, Hedda Lettuce on Feast of Fun.
She's actually been really, really
good
to us.
She's always welcome. Yeah. Isabella Appleton says, can the Dairy Queens come close to the House of Haunt? Who are the Dairy Queens? Milk the Queen? Are there more? Are there an alliance?
Yes. I don't know the others' names, but they're like major and they're in New York.
They're like the Relaxatucks of the.
Okay, so the Relaxatucks.
The Dairy Queens is a hilarious posse of drag queens comprised of Milk, Skim, Yoo-Hoo, Linda Lakes, and Jugs with a Z at the end.
Nice.
That's so cool.
I like Jugs.
That's really fucking cool.
I hope she has big tits. I'm sure she does.
So they're kind of like Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, only without the bullshit.
Whatever. I love the sisters.
The problem with the sisters is that they have all, well, at least in Chicago. I don't know about other cities, but they have all these, well, no, it was LA. They have all these rules where you can't talk for a year. You can't perform. You have to.
That's what you got to do.
For what?
To become an official bona fide sister.
It's hard to become a nun, too. I'm glad they have rules for that.
Because otherwise, you don't want all the flakes away.
Yeah, you don't want just some willy nilly motherfucker coming and being a sister of perpetual indulgence. It takes a fucking lot of work. And a lot of dedication. I'm glad they have that. I didn't know they had that, but that's good.
They were so sweet to us when we were in WeHo. They gave us the key to the city of WeHo. And one of them was transgender. He's just like, oh, yeah, I just got my pussy last month. I'm like, can I feel it?
Did you?
Did. And I did. And I was just, I stuck my finger in it. And then I was like, it kind of smelled a little bit. So I was going around and sticking my finger under people's nose. I'm like, smell it.
What did it smell like?
Ass.
Really?
It smelled different from a woman's vagina, for sure.
Oh. Cool.
Jonathan Swall says, your origins of how you came to the work at the Blue Moon. How old and where was the first time you did drag in public? Those are the first two of his six questions.
He has a lot.
Oh my goodness. Jonathan Swallows.
He should have his own podcast.
I came to the Blue Moon. That was right when Sharon and I met. And it was around Christmas. And I came home. And my sister, Veruca, offered me the chance to perform at the Blue Moon. And then I basically just loved it so much. And I love the girls so much. And we just kept doing it.
And what was your first time in drag?
My best good Judy, Elena, helped me with my hair and made it bigger. And I wore a black plastic trash bag top and a little fucking slut skirt and like shoes that were way too small and just went out to a club. I was fierce shit though, girl.
I want to do a little shout out to Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence all around the world, especially Sister Skip the Church, Sister Agnes of Godzilla.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Sister Cassidy Nova of Our Daily of Killa, everyone else. Sister Candy Graham. Sister Ermine on the Mount, Sister Muff O'Clit, and of course, Peter O'Toole, who just recently passed away from, he was not a Sister of Perpetual Indulgence, but his name sounded like one.
He has his surviving kids, Muffy O'Clit and Peter Gozinia.
Wilma Fingerdo.
Sister Gozer Own Way. These are great names. Sister Gloria Eggshell Sees Dayglow Colors. Man, these names are great. I love Sister I Love of the Damned. Sister Idol of the Needle. Look at these great names, man. Sister Shiva and Shake.
Org.
Cassio Magalhães says, which famous artist would you bring back from the dead?
Dun, dun, dun. Andy Warhol.
He was gone too soon, wasn't he?
Yeah, he definitely was.
Whatever. I think it worked out for him.
But it was good publicity.
Yeah, and he would have loved that. So, and he did love it.
Did you and Sharon break up for a little publicity? Are we being like faked?
No one ever does things like this for publicity.
I mean,
I would never. I've done some crazy shit for publicity.
You have like done, you know. Sharon lists, what is it, that guy who throws feces on stage as a mentor, Gigi Allen.
Yeah.
And you've shown your wang many times and pooped on fake frosting on stage.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know? I mean, is it sometimes like difficult that your lives and your acts can be so colorful and, you know, extraordinary? And then when you really are hurting and going through something really painful, that it's sometimes like hard because people might be like, oh, you crazy. You know, it's like, this isn't really, really happening.
Yeah, I've done crazy shit for publicity, but this is like, it's really painful and really hard, and I would never do that. Something like that. Especially because it means so much to me and to so many people. I wouldn't do that.
Because people accused us of getting a dog for a little publicity.
Pup-blicity.
Pup-blicity.
Ah! And I did get him for a little pup-blicity. I love that dog.
Whatever, that's fine. That he's cute.
He's adorable. So adorable. He's like, but he growled at us. When we started taping the show, he went,
because he was really into his bone chewing.
Which is so weird, because I gave him that bone earlier, and he was like, he was kind of into it, but he didn't chew it while we were gone. Yeah. He came home, he's just like, now I will chew the bone. Because normally he like lays under the table when we podcast, and he's our foot warmer and our footstool.
Well, Alaska, I want to thank you so much for bearing your soul and your heart on the podcast. I know it's not easy to talk about this stuff, especially when it's so new and fresh.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. And make sure you check out the Rue Girl video, which is out today. And it's on YouTube. And you can also buy it on iTunes and on Amazon.
And, you know, I also want to send a message to Sharon Needles, wherever you are, that because she's probably listening to this going, what are they talking about me?
What they say about me?
And, you know, it's like, you know, it's I know it's hard to, you know, break up with somebody that you love. And even if you if it is a mutual thing for the both of you guys, it's still not an easy thing to do. And, you know, it's like in the future, you guys will probably be each other's closest friends. So, you know, just be respectful and peaceful with each other and give each other lots of space and lots of time. You know, that's the best you can do if you're friends with somebody or if you're an ex with somebody. And if you can't love yourself,
yeah. So that's the thing, is you love yourself, and then it'll all work out in the end.
And it's good to see you like not drinking. It's like you're like Ivy Winters now, you know.
Ivy Winters doesn't drink.
Yeah, we were like hanging out with her, and I said to her, "I was like, it's kind of weird hanging out with a drag queen that's not high and drunk all the time."
Well, she was like, "I'll get high after the show. Work first,
yeah,
totally, and then."
I'm so looking forward to season 6. Looking forward to seeing your video, Rue Girl.
Also, happy birthday, Jesus. The Alaska Christmas show is continuing this week in San Francisco, the 18th through the 20th of December.
And if people like go to see you after the show, like you'll talk to them and like have your photo taken with them and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
And she's available for dates.
I don't know about that. No, yeah.
So are you going to like launch Grindr and Scruff and Manhunt, Boy Ahoy?
I've been on
Chick Dicks.
Is that an app?
Maybe should be.
I've been on Grindr and Scruff in drag for some time. So if I'm in your city, say hi. It's actually me. Everyone's like, is that really you? Yeah, I'm in drag.
You know, you could post like a photo of yourself in drag as Alaska on the transgender section of. And because there's some Scruff. Really hot guys.
I'm on there right
now. Are you
now.
In the transgender
section? I'm getting messages saying, when are you performing? When's your show? And I can talk to my fans on there. And they can send me naked pictures. So it's like really
I'm
fun.
Really excited that one boy that sent you, that's a fantastic looking penis. I hope you get a chance to, you know, check it out up close and personal.
I don't know about
Do you want us to drop you off at his house?
No, he's like 10 miles away.
Here, get in a cab, kid. Tomorrow,
take the blue line.
Michelle Visage, we're going to titty torture her to reveal the dirt on season 6. And more gossip from the drag stars at Sea Cruise.
Yeah,
I'm sure she was playing Big Mama to everybody on the cruise. So
yeah, she's fantastic.
She probably just went around telling people like, "Go to bed, stop drinking.
You've had enough."
Holding their hair while they're vomiting, keeping them from jumping off the ship,
throwing the annoying ones overboard. This one's gotta go. Right?
You gotta go now.
I want to remind the folks, too, that we can't do the show without your support. You, the listeners, help make this show happen. So if you haven't signed up for a subscription yet, please do so at feastoffun.com/plus.
And we have Hunty t-shirts. Honey, extravaganza, eleganza. Just like Alaska Thunderfuck, you can pretend like you graduated from college.
She did. You did graduate. You went to a good school,
right?
You went to Pitt.
Uh-huh. Well, I have the diploma. I earned it. I don't know where it is, but I have it.
Show me the receipts.
Show me the receipts.
Show me the gift certificate. The graduation certificate. No, but you see, so it's the design. It makes it look like you went to the school of Hunty.
Yeah, totally. Hunty University.
And you can get that at feastoffun.com/store.
Yes, honey, because you gotta look good this holiday season. Drag Race season 6 is just around the corner. You want to get your Hunty t-shirt, so when you go to your favorite gay bar in the country to watch a show, you can make them eat it.
Yeah.
Alaska, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for coming
girl.
On the show.
Thank you for having me.
Happy holidays.
Yes. Oh, hold on a second.
Hi.
Bye.
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 Bye.